Mind Food Radio, Smart Thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
We love this segment. Therese Mudgeway, our kinesiologist, is joining us on the line now. Today, Michael, you walked in with a triangle. Is that the triangle of health?
Well, there's the health pyramid. I still remember learning that at school, do you?
Yeah, well, no, not really.
I don't think it involved chocolate, unfortunately. I switched off pretty early.
Oh, don't tell Therese about that. Actually, Easter, big coming sales around the coming corner. Up with chocolate.
Therese, tell us, what is this about?
So the triangle of health is not the same as the triangle you remember. That was all the food groups, right?
That's right.
The triangle of health takes that into consideration, but it's basically the three core components of what it is to be human, really. So if we look at who we are as human beings, there's our physical structural component, yeah, the bones and the muscles and all the rest of it. So let's say that's one side of the triangle. The second side is the mental and emotional, so your heart and your head. And what also falls into that is spiritual. Now, spiritual is whatever that represents to the individual. It could be something quite profound, it could be something quite simple, or it may not exist at all.
Mm-hmm.
The third side is the biochemical. So the biochemical is all about the external influences that impact us. So it could be everything from the chocolate that you eat, Michael, through to the
coffee that you drink, Ben.
The coffee or the beer or the wine that you drink. But it can also be other things like pollution in the air we breathe, fluorescent lighting, pesticides that get put on our foods. It's not necessarily all the bad things either. It's all the good things as well. So the water that we drink and the fresh organic vegetables that we eat, all those sorts of things. So that's the third side of the triangle.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is that hard, though, for us individually to control that third part?
If you think it's difficult to say no to a coffee, a glass of wine, a piece of chocolate, or a cigarette.
Or I'll use a Therese Mudgeway way of talking. What role are you playing in this, Michael?
Oh, I'm sorry. Right. Okay,
what about responsibility?
You two actually have to spend less time together, I've decided.
You have a responsibility in this, Michael.
Yes, but I'm opening up to the listeners the possibility.
So you have consider you have as much control over your environment as you do over your thoughts and feelings as well. Now, obviously, depending on where you're born, how you're born, and there are always exceptions to the rule, but pretty much we get to say whether we have pizza and red wine for dinner or a tuna salad and a herbal tea.
Yeah.
So if we look at an equilateral triangle, what we're doing as kinesiologists is we're looking to bring that back to a state of homeostasis, which means that every side of that triangle is equally balanced. So a really good exercise to do is to say, okay, well, if I look at those three sides of the triangle and I drew that triangle, what would my triangle look like?
Well, Ben, what about you? You go for you're actually building the triangle as we speak. What's your
One side's more dominant than the other.
Yeah.
So which side?
The environmental thing for me.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. So talk us through that.
Well, I think environment's important, you know, in my life. So, you know, when it's not in harmony and it's a little bit out of whack, it actually starts to affect everything else around me.
Yeah, really good, because that's what you notice. The moment you shorten or lengthen one side of an equilateral triangle, it impacts the other two. So that's where kinesiology is so powerful, because we're never working on one specific side of the triangle. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. It completely makes sense. And it's a little bit like a chair theory. You know, if one's out of whack, the legs of a chair, if one's out of whack or too long or too short, you're going to fall off, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know?
Totally. So I like that analogy. I might borrow that one.
I know. Right. I was just thinking. It's a very good
one. See, I'm quite good. I tell you. I'm the lightning rod. I'm the conduit. I tell you.
Therese, thanks for joining us today.
Pleasure.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.